Member supported Hawaii Public Radio and all things considered HPR 1. I'm Dave Lawrence and thrilled to be in our Atherton Performing Arts Studio. Boy, did we pick the right cat to welcome back. And a guy that has been on the show with us for 14 years now. That's how long it has been. And he's going to be doing a very special Ron Artiste II and Friends gig, plus opener Jenny Yim. It's tonight at the Hawaii Theater. We're going to be hearing about that and more. It's a musical cat who has had such a connection to the islands for so many decades. You know him from Hall & Oates. You know him as like a really gifted guitarist, songwriter, singer, John Oates. Thank you so much for finally, after 14 years, you made it into the studio.
Dave, I wasn't trying to avoid you, man. It's just one of those things.
I totally know, my man. How do you connect to Ron? What's the connection there?
Ron and I met on the Joe Bonamassa Blues Cruise about a year ago. Frankly, I didn't know much about him at all, but I loved him. As soon as I saw him perform and play and sing, he's got such a great spirit, man. He's just a really cool cat. We hit it off, and because he spent some time in Nashville, and that's where I'm living these days, we just said, hey, man, let's get together when we're both in town. And he came over, and we wrote a song together, which is coming out on my new record, which will be out in the fall. We wrote a song called Let Me Be the One, which I think we're going to play tonight. In fact, I hope we play it tonight.
You guys haven't played together live?
No, we actually never have.
How do you then plan to do a concert together? So you guys are going to be at the Hawaii Theater, and if you've never played together, how do you map out an entire evening of stuff?
Well, you know, Dave, that's a really good question because I have no freaking clue of what we're doing.
Okay.
No one told me anything. I don't even have a guitar. So hopefully I'm going to get a rental guitar. Listen, I've got tons of songs.
Not every person knows the music that you have been doing has been associated in this marketplace. I can't think of anybody who, as far back as I guess it was 74 and 75, it was Cecilio and Capono and Kalapana.
They did When the Morning Comes.
Right, and Good Night. And
Good Night and Good Morning.
Right.
They must get up early.
The two themes
covered. Right.
And so this is
they did such a great job.
The thing about these songs, I was going to say, is like in Hawaii, these songs, you walk into the ABC store, wherever you walk, they're often going to be part of the soundtrack. This is your music, and these songs weren't, this is, even though this band has a lot of hits in the 80s, this is 1974.
Yeah, it would have been 74 by the time people heard it.
And they became hits in the islands.
Yeah.
Enduring hits. When did you first realize that bands in Hawaii had covered these songs that were not even singles, really?
No,
elsewhere.
They weren't. That's true. No, it was we just, you know, in those days, there was no social media or anything like that. No, we had heard that there was a couple versions of it, but it wasn't until we actually came here for the first time, and that was probably around, my guess it would have been around 76, that we actually didn't realize how big of a hit they were here in Hawaii. Everywhere we go, we hear it, like, you know, in restaurants and all over the place, on the radio, you know. So, and Henry opened for us. I can't remember what.
Well, more recently in 2015 or
2015,
so.
That's right.
C&K never opened for you, or you had no other prior stuff with Henry even.
No.
I guess one of the biggest, you've done some huge gigs, but Live Aid.
Yeah. Well, at the time, it was the biggest music concert in the history of the world. We had Eddie Kendrick and David Ruffin, who were the lead singers of the Temps. We had done a show with them at the Apollo Theater prior to the Live Aid.
And a record, right?
Yeah. And then Mick Jagger, at the time, wasn't touring with the Stones, and he had a solo album out, and he needed a backing band, so he wanted us to back him. But he didn't tell us Tina Turner was going to be there, too. That was kind of a surprise. So, yeah, so we did our own show, and then we brought out Eddie Kendrick and David Ruffin. We did a Temptations medley. Then Mick came out and started running. That's when he pulled Tina's skirt off, and he didn't tell us anything about that. That just all happened. Live Aid was pretty. That was pretty amazing.
Biggest inspirations would be these soul guys and people like the Temps. So, the first engineering of getting to Eddie and David. How did that come up? Was that the same kind of like we want to get to?
We got offered like 85 or 86 maybe, the Apollo Theater, which is, you know, the mother church of soul music in Harlem, New York, It had closed because they were doing a renovation. So they had put a lot of, the city had put a lot of money into the renovation of the theater, and they wanted to reopen it with a bang. And it was going to be a big charity event. And they asked us to open it, to be, you know, to be the opening act, which was really a not big honor.
Yeah.
You know, with the roots of R&B and soul that, that me and Daryl always had. Right? Yeah. So we wanted to do something special. So we thought, let's see if we can get Eddie Kendrick and David Ruffin. Now, Eddie Kendrick was playing Holiday Inns in Alabama. Seriously.
So he was ripe for the gig.
And he wasn't doing anything. Right. And David was not in good shape. David had a lot of problems. You know, drugs and all kinds of bad stuff. So we found them. We literally had to find them. And they were pretty cool about it. They came and they put the black tuxes on.
Yeah.
We had the choreography. And it was cool because when I was a kid, I watched them. You know, I went to see them live. And I studied those records like a Bible. So I knew everything, you know, same with Daryl. We knew those songs backward and forward. And then to be on the Apollo stage singing those songs with them, I felt like I was tripping, honest to God. I felt like I was above myself looking down on, really, I really mean this. It was so surreal.
And unlike tonight's gig at the Hawaii Theater where there was no rehearsal and you don't know what you're going to play.
That's a different kind of edge.
At that show, how much rehearsal prior to live to get
we did, yeah, we did some rehearsal.
Like a few?
Yeah. But we had this incredible 80s band. The 80s band that we had with G.E. Smith and T-Bone Wolk and Charlie DeShant and Mickey Curry, that band was so good that it didn't matter what kind of music.
Sure, you could wing it, you're saying. Yeah.
And we had a full horn section. We rehearsed in New York for the Apollo Theater show.
Right.
And once we had that under our
then
belt,
you didn't need to
by the time we got to Philly for Live Aid, we already knew it.
You know? I get it. Yeah. Right. New York's an hour and a half away. Mm-hmm. You never went up and drove up there. Did you guys go up and see shows at the Apollo like a fan?
Yeah. Well, the first time, when I first met Daryl, Daryl had met the Temptations because he had done a show and the Temptations liked him. In fact, Daryl's first group was called the Temptones. Because
a little bit of love there.
Yeah, well, it was kind of a copy of the Temptations. I had a group in the 60s. Two of the guys got drafted into Vietnam. The group fell apart. I met Daryl, and I joined his group as a guitar player, as a backup guitar player.
In the Temptones.
They were just a vocal group.
Okay.
Nobody played any instruments.
All right.
And I was a backup guitar player. And then that group fell apart, and then Daryl and I gravitated. But before the group fell apart, they had a gig in New York at the Gaslight in the Village. So we went up to New York, and I remember going up to 48th Street where the music stores were at the time, and I bought a new guitar for the occasion. And then so we did our showcase, and then Daryl said, hey, we're going to go to the Apollo and see the Temptations show that night.
Like after your gig.
After our gig, yeah. And so I was like, oh, this is good. And then, of course, not only did we go see them, but we went backstage and hung out with them. And then they took us out, and we sat in the front row. And so that was one of the first things I actually ever did with Daryl, was that experience. And so that kind of bonded us. And then, of course, then flash forward years later to when we did that show at the Apollo, it was like I was looking at that first row where I sat when I was just a kid.
What an amazing thing. Well, folks can look for that one on YouTube.
Well, there's an album. I mean, there's a Live at the Apollo.
Video of both.
There's
right?
a video of us at the Apollo, and there's
the
also the Live Aid video.
Yeah. So there's lots of played everywhere.
I think we've played everywhere.
Where haven't you played? Well, we got to get him in here.
I haven't played the Blue Note in Honolulu yet.
He hasn't done the Blue Note here in Waikiki, and you haven't done the Atherton, but he is tonight. So the one place you can certainly see him is at the Hawaii Theater. Ron Artis II.
Yes.
And Friends, and that would be...
I'm glad he included me in the Friends part.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't look like there's a whole lot of you on the bill. And then there's the opener, Jenny. Yeah.
So you're saying Ron doesn't have that many friends?
No, I'm just saying maybe he's not. Maybe they're going to be surprised.
I'm just
and
kidding.
You're the featured...
I'm just messing with you.
You're the featured enchilada. And what's the name of the new jam that y'all have?
Well, we have a song called Let Me Be the One that we wrote together, and we're definitely going to play that.
All right, what should we play to go out of this?
Wow.
We should do something that's like a hit or something that they remember you on. What's one that you prefer?
Well, if you're going to play a Hall & Oates song, you should play She's Gone. That's the song that started it all. So
yeah, and that's a big memory here probably for folks who aren't getting enough of the Kalapana and C&K covers when they're out shop. It is John Oates, legendary musician, guitarist, and performer, it's just thrilled that you'd be back here from Hall & Oates, of course, and tonight at the Hawaii Theater, Ron Artis.
This is great. I jumped off the plane, Got to my hotel room, brushed my teeth, and came over to see you.
That's how we do it, man.
You're doing good. Do yeah, man. Let's do it again.
Thanks, man.
All right.
Dissolve the memories. There can never be